Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium podcast. This is day 1208 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we'll ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on with this trek that we call life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer your questions you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, I realize that I'm not perfect, but I do try to live according to God's precepts found in His Word. I expected life would be easier as I grow older and gained more wisdom. It seems at times, though, that life remains difficult in many areas. So today let's look at managing your expectations. First of all, with all situations in life, it's not so much what happens to us as how we deal with those situations. It's about how you manage your expectations about what comes your way, whether it is good or not so good. Learning to be content in all situations will allow you to face life with confidence, knowing that God is in control. The Apostle Paul learned to manage his expectations and to be content, although life was not always easy for him. He wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, "Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it was with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." The Apostle Paul certainly didn't live a carefree life all the time. He knew, though, that God's light was shining through him. He describes going through many difficult times. He was being pressed down on every side. He was perplexed. He was being hunted down. He was being knocked down. Yet he knew that it was all for the greater good. Most of us who know God's word consider Paul to have been a strong Christian. So why did he suffer? Certainly, as mentioned above, there were good times, but also bad times. We as Christ followers are not necessarily exempt from them. Despite experiencing a great deal of suffering, Paul managed his life and expectations. He was not driven to despair, for he knew God would never abandon him, that he would not be destroyed. He knew that he shared in the life of the risen Christ, and that made it all worthwhile. Paul doesn't downplay or deny suffering in the least, but he knows that suffering does not have the final word, that God does. Without our suffering, we would not fully appreciate God's great salvation. It would be more difficult for us to trust in God because we would be trusting in ourselves. So while the difficult times do hurt, they are not without meaning. When you know that God is absolutely wise, faithful, and loving, you know that you are loved unconditionally as you continue to trust in Him. God has already allocated everything that we need for life and godliness. Ask Him to pour His grace into you in abundance. Let me read the Apostle Paul's narrative in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 18. "We now have this light shining in our hearts, for we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. We are pressed down on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but we are not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but we are never abandoned by God. We do get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith that the psalmist had when he said, "I believed in God, so I spoke." We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus to present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be a great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things that we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. So I have a few questions as we conclude. What attitudes do you bring to your present problems? How do you manage your expectations? Do you see difficult times as cruel, random, and meaningless? Instead of that, do you see them as an opportunity to persevere, to overcome, to become more like Jesus by God's unlimited grace? I hope that these tips will help you to have a biblical worldview and mindset about life, especially when times seem difficult. So as we finish with our question for today, let me leave you with this thought. Suffering is normal and to be expected. Overcoming suffering by God's grace is normal also, and to be expected in every Christian, including you. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,207 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.